This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, this is Pastor Wallace Renning, inviting you to join me every Friday at 1 p.m. beginning on December 7th for my new program, Words to Observe and Obey, the radio ministry of New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, the Holy Spirit will end your fear of life and death. It'll take it all away. Later on in the chapter, verse 18, he tells them, "I'll not leave you like an orphan. I'm not going to make you an orphan." You say, "Well, what does that mean, Pastor? What's an orphan?" An orphan is a fatherless or a motherless child. I mean, no, God's not going to do that to you. You're not fatherless and you're not motherless. He loves you with an everlasting love. You're on his mind. You're in his heart. He thinks about you. You're the apple of his eye. He sent his son from heaven for you. You think he's going to give up on you now? We just got to know and believe it. How many know that the answer tonight to fear is faith? Go ahead, put your faith in God. The next time you feel fear or anxiety or worry or doubt, just reach out to Jesus. You say, "Well, how do you reach out to him?" Just sing a little bit. Wasn't that nice just to worship Jesus tonight? That just relieves fear and anxiety. And I'm going to tell you something else, anger. Some of y'all weren't fearful last night after the election. Some of y'all were angry. Huh? I know some of y'all got your guns out and started cleaning them because y'all rednecks. We'll go clean my gun. I'm going hunting. I got to shoot something. Woo! But that's not how you deal with it. You got to reach out to Jesus in faith, amen? And the power of the Holy Ghost will fill up your heart and you won't be troubled. I mean, it's a lot better to let the Holy Ghost deal with your trouble than you try to deal with your trouble, because when you try to deal with your trouble, you're going to make a mess. Jesus goes on to say to the disciples in verse 2, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you can be also." Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's the promise. That's the beautiful promise. It's the promise of a future after death. It's the promise of a future after this life. The promise beyond this life. How many of you know in the natural realm, there is in every one of our hearts the fear of the unknown? Come on, that's in us. We're afraid of what we don't understand and what we don't know. You know? Amen. How many in here would you just reach down and pick up a king cobra by the scruff of the neck and just kind of mess with it and play with it? I wouldn't. I don't know nothing about them. I know they bite you, you're going to die. But you know, there's snake handlers, man. You just watch them. They're just picking them up and handling them and moving them around and all that stuff. That work like in these reptile places. I've seen this thing on Discovery Channel, and they ain't afraid of them because they know and understand the nature of the snake. But it's natural for us to fear the unknown. It's natural for us to fear what we don't understand or what we can't comprehend. Amen.
Stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes.
Hello, Bob Tarvis again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
And one of the biggest fears that we have is the fear of death. Because a lot of people don't understand death. A lot of people don't understand that the unknown. Well, is there an afterlife? What's next? What if this is it? What if I just turn into a bag of dirt and that's it? My whole life was for nothing. Come on, y'all have had thoughts like that before. Before Jesus. Huh? Amen? And a lot of people deal with fear. Sometimes they just ignore it. Or you spend a lot of time just trying to forget it. Or you just try to stay busy all the time so you ain't got to never think about it. And then you wake up one day and you're 90 years old and you're going, oh, it's all over. Where did my life go? Fear. And how many know because of that fear, that's why most of the people on the planet today live for the moment. They just live for the moment. They live for the instant gratification. They live for the thrill of the moment. What can make them happy now? What can they do now? So they don't plan for the future. They don't plan to leave any legacy for the kids. They don't plan to leave anything for the next generation. That's why we can wake up this morning and every single baby being born in 2012 already owes $211,000. It's the truth. In this country. And the reason why is because we've raised a generation of people that just keep going in debt and passing the buck to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation, because we got a whole generation of people just want to live in the moment and don't want to take responsibility. Come on, somebody. I got news for you, and it's not bad news, but everybody in this room tonight will face physical death. And I don't want to sound negative, but you're going to die. You're going to die. You are going to die. You're going to die. Your body's going to die. Amen. And if the Lord tarries, physical death is going to be the end of all of us. Unless you get taken up into rapture, then you're going to be changed in an instant. But in that case, the body you in is going to die anyway because it's going to be changed. It's going to become something new. Amen. Amen. And the disciples understood this. So Jesus is not only giving them comfort about their future and telling them, hey, there's life after death, and you're going to spend it with me forever and ever. He's giving them hope beyond the grave. Huh? They're going to have a good future, and they're going to have hope beyond the grave. And he gives them these revelations, these four revelations about life. First, he tells them that everything in eternity that's going to happen is going to be in the Father's house. Somebody say the Father's house. Now, this is the only time you'll ever see this phrase in the entire New Testament, the Father's house. So you can't really compare it with any other scripture in the New Testament to get a clear picture of what he means when he says the Father's house. But when you look in the Old Testament, the Father's house is referred to as the heavens, the universe. So you want to know what the Father's house looks like? Go out on a dark night and look up in the sky. That's the Father's house. That's the Father's house. Isaiah says in chapter 66:1, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made and all those things exist, says the Lord. Can I just tell you this? The literal translation in the scripture in John chapter 14 is not mansions. I know that's what the King James says, but that's not the actual literal interpretation. It's not mansions. And the NIV says rooms. It's not rooms. That word actually translated means abiding places or many places to live. In other words, in my Father's house are many, many places to live. There's many places, abiding places to live. I mean, when you look up at the heavens at night, there's plenty of room up there. Come on now, there's plenty of room up there, isn't there? Space is big, and if the heavens are his house, then how many know there's a lot of places for you to live? Because the Father's house is bigger than earth. Amen? He said, in my Father's house, there's many places to live. How many know earth is a place to live? We live on earth right now, but how many understand that the earth might be our address, but it ain't God's address? Huh? The whole heavens and the whole universe is his address. And Jesus is telling us that there's plenty of room for all of us. You can walk out your front door and not see anybody. That's how big it is. Amen. Secondly, he tells us that this is the real deal. He says, if it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, listen, I ain't kidding with you, man. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth. I ain't just making this stuff up about the heavens and all these places you're going to live. This is the truth. Don't you just love that? In other words, he's saying, you can take this to the bank. I'm putting my word on it. I'm putting my Father's word on it. This is it. If it were anything else to tell you, I would have told you. I'm telling you the whole truth. Thirdly, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. I really don't know what that means when he says, I go to prepare a place for you. But Paul tells us that all of creation in the natural realm is bound under lawlessness. Somebody say lawlessness. Now listen, this is something that I learned a while back. The second law of thermodynamics, or the law of decay, that Paul talks about, he calls in the book of Romans. When we talk about this, y'all remember the book of Romans study? It's the law of futility, that all creation is in the grip of futility. All creation is decaying in the natural realm. It's running down. Its energy is dying out. Isn't that right? We understand that. That's what the second law of thermodynamics teaches us in science class, that the law of decay. Nothing stays new. It gets old. You can buy a brand new SS Camaro and park it out in the parking lot and come back 5 years later and it ain't gonna look brand new anymore, even if nobody's never touched it. It's going to decay, isn't that right? It's like a giant clock that begins to wind down. But Paul also says that this process is gonna be flipped around one of these days, and that Jesus, as the Lord of heavens, will reverse this law, and the universe is no longer gonna be running down, but it's gonna become a new heaven and a new earth. Somebody say new heaven and new earth. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The new heaven and new earth is going to be built on a whole different set of principles, not on the law of decay. He said, I go and I prepare a place for you. How many know that he came and he prepared for us a place in heaven? Come on, somebody say heaven. And then he left us here when he went to heaven, and he said, I'm going to go there, prepare this place for you, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you to that place. He's up there preparing for us right now. Isn't that good news? Fourthly, he says, I'm going to come again and I'm going to take you to myself, that where I am, you can be there also. So what does that mean? He's definitely coming. Oh, my great-granddaddy said Jesus was coming. My granddaddy said Jesus was coming. My daddy said Jesus, he still ain't come. Guess what? I don't care. He said he's coming. He's coming. He's not on your schedule. He's coming. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Guess what? Did he go? Yeah. Well, history backs it up. The tomb is empty. They can't find his body. He's gone. He left. Amen. How many know if the Romans could have found his body, or the Pharisees could have found his body, they would have produced his body, because they didn't like the idea of this whole new Christian thing being based on Jesus being rose from the dead. But they couldn't find his body. You know why they couldn't find his body? Because it won't here. It's in heaven. Huh? It's sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne right now, looking down at you going, there's my kids. Look at them. They in Bible study tonight. I'm glad they're there. He is physically not here. Now, that's a different story spiritually, because he is here in our hearts in the form of the Holy Ghost. He lives in us. Amen. Jesus is in your heart. Acts chapter 1:11, the disciples watched Jesus ascend into heaven. In verse 9, it says, now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus, I love this part, This same Jesus who was taken up from you in heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into the heaven. In other words, if I go away, I'm coming back again. I'm coming again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hope of the world. This is why you shouldn't be stressed out. This is why you shouldn't be depressed. Your life might not be everything you want it to be. The things might not be going the way you want it. You might not have as much money as you want. You might not live where you want. You might not, you know, you might have a lot of desires that are not coming the way you think. But this is the hope of the world. You've got a reason to have peace, and you've got a reason to have joy right now, because Jesus is coming back and he's preparing a place for you. And if that don't do it for you, I don't know what will.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Yonder breaks. and you just wish you could see. 'Cause you don't know where you're going. Don't let it keep you from hoping right now. Yeah, we've all so he can help you through it. So hang on now. Yeah, we've all been lost and we've all been hurt. Where our hope is thin and our faith don't work. But nothing lasts forever. The only thing that matters is God is still God and he holds it together.
shine in me. Fill us with your mighty power.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.